So what was your wife's name?
Kyoko, K-I-Y-O-K-O, Ishihara, I-S-H-I-H-A-R-A.
And where did she live?
They had a right by the First Street Bridge, just west of it. They had a hotel there. And that's where the mother lost everything because they couldn't take any radio or camera or any furniture with them when we went into Manzanar. They went in that April with my wife. Anybody who had a tinge of Japanese blood would have to go in at that time.
Was she full Japanese?
Yeah, she's full Japanese, yes.
So how did, before we actually talk about her going to the camp, you met her in high school in 41-ish?
Right before graduation.
Was it after Pearl Harbor or before Pearl Harbor?
Oh, it was after already. No, it was before Pearl Harbor in 41. We graduated in June 41. Then the war came in December, so.
Do you remember, Pearl Harbor happened your senior year of high school, is that right? December?
No, we're out already.
Oh, after
December, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. When it happened, do you remember where you were?
Oh, yes. I was in Chinatown, parking cars. No, I got a job at the market as a swapper. I worked on the produce.
City market?
Yeah, city market,
And you were working that Sunday when it happened, or?
I don't remember. I probably was working. No, I wasn't working Sunday. Probably at the beach. In fact, I had funny hour. I was a receiver, and I used to go to work at 12 at midnight, and I was off about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And I used to laugh at my wife. I said, when I go to work, you're in bed. When I come home from work, you're still in bed. It was about 6 o'clock in the morning when I get back.
So when Pearl Harbor was bombed, did you and Kyoko talk about it?
Yeah, a little.
What was her feelings on what happened?
Well, she felt real bad about it. I mean, she was so Americanized. We're both Americanized. I mean,
did people have any inkling in your circles about internment coming up then? I mean,
yeah, we heard about it. In fact, I went to Pasadena to meet with some general and try to talk to him, but I couldn't get in to see him. I've forgotten his name now. So we prepare her to enter Manzanar with her family. First, they went to Santa Anita and slept in the horse stable. They stayed there for about a month until they got the barracks up in Manzanar, which is in Inyo County. And she went in there in April, and I went in May, being so young and in love, and that's when she got pregnant. After we got in there, we had our daughter.
How did you decide to join her? Like, can you tell me, what were you thinking in terms of, she leaves in April, you're still here in L.A., obviously.
Well, I just decided to go in there, and I told my dad and mother, I said, whatever you want, that's your life, so.
And how did you do it? You go out, you sign up, or did you?
No, I took a bus up there. I sold my car, lost some money on it. I had a 35 Ford.